Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome on Dr. Tom Russo, the Jacobs School of Medicine, Chief of Infectious Disease there. Dr. Russo, thank you again for the time and coming on with us this morning. As always, my head is always spinning when we have you on because I never know where to start. There's so many different ways to go. But we've been talking a lot about the Bills this morning and the stadium, what it might look like. Will there be fans? And there's kind of this question that's out there of what is better from your standpoint. Of people going to an outdoor stadium and, you know, with how many people might be congregated in one place or a bunch of indoor parties at bars with, you know, say 100 people or so indoors watching the game. Is there a right or wrong answer? And, you know, obviously it's not necessarily one or the other, but it is something people are wondering about.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it, Brian. I think the latter with the indoor parties is probably going to happen regardless, right? So I'm not sure we could consider that a way to justify the former. But, I mean, you're absolutely right there. We all know that the risk from getting infected with the coronavirus is indoors is much greater than outdoors. And scenarios like drinking and eating indoors with large numbers of people and bars or the bar equivalent in your own house inviting a bunch of people over is an absolute breeding ground for the coronavirus. And we feel that opening bars in the South prematurely is really what sparked in part the large outbreaks that are ongoing there right now, and hopefully we can get them under control soon. So the real question is, what can we do about the Bills and can fans be in the seats there? And I think it probably could be done safely if the number of fans, or I should say safely, risk minimized. If the number of fans are minimized, but there's going to be a lot of problems with that in terms of the thing that worries me the most is food and drinking. If we could get fans there that are limited and well spaced out, with masks at all times, then I think we would be okay. I am concerned, though, if food and drink is involved and people start gathering around concession stands, that's where the problem may come, or in the parking lot with tailgating or overcrowding coming in and out of the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about entering or leaving the stadium, you know, around the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little less worried about, if you could space people out. So when I go in the hospital, we have these little dots and we have to maintain distance as we go in and sort of in a line. I think we could probably do that by opening up early, maybe a little bit and spreading people out, but they could wear masks in that process. I think as long as everyone's wearing masks, good masks, wearing them appropriately, the risk is minimized. The food and drink is what always makes me nervous because that's when people, you know, obviously can't eat or drink wearing masks. And that's the scenario that's going to increase risk, even in an outdoor situation.
Okay, so that there's still a couple months where things, I guess, could potentially change. But we're hearing from the CDC this week kind of a gloomy forecast for the fall and winter months here of 2020 and 2021. What should the expectation be for the winter months when people here are kind of driven inside on how the virus might spread? Do we have a clear picture of where we stand now? Are all the things we're doing to mitigate the virus, of how that might impact what happens when we are driven inside?
All the things that we're doing now should work indoors if people are able to execute. You know, obviously we know at this point the greatest risk is personal interactions in close quarters without masks. If everyone wears masks, you know, the analogy I sort of used yesterday when we were talking is it's the concept of herd immunity, right? Because when you wear a mask, you're protecting me, and when I'm wearing a mask, I'm protecting you, right? So if we all wear masks, we're protecting each other. So it's sort of, you can think of it almost while we're waiting for the vaccine as a surrogate vaccine. Whether that's indoors or outdoors, that should work. The issue is, though, can people do that? And, you know, people don't like wearing masks indoors as much. And then when you break out of your social bubble and you have people from other families coming in, that's when the risk increases, because you really don't know who could or could not be infectious in this scenario, because people could feel perfectly well and be infectious. So we could do it if we, you know, execute. The question is, will we be able to? Because when we're indoors, the risk is greater, and so we have to up our game.
I know you're very involved in putting UB's plans together for the fall, which is no small task with 30,000 enrollment there. But it seems that there's really just two main themes, which you mentioned yesterday, masks and 6 feet of separation.
Yeah, I think that's really the most critical aspects. Obviously, hand hygiene is important as well. There's a very aggressive plan for cleaning and disinfection. We already talked about separation in space and classrooms, which is very important. Another key part of that, though, is remember, if you're sick, it's important that you stay home. So UB is going to have a chat bot for every faculty member, staff, and students every day. They could go ahead and go to a central site. They could go through a series of checkboxes, symptoms, and then if they have any of those symptoms, they'll be directed to go ahead and get tested. And that individual then will be quarantined while waiting, testing the results to further minimize risk. So I think that's the last piece that's very important as well, besides the public health measures, making sure that we identify people that could be potentially infected and test and isolate while we're sorting that out.
You know, all of what we're talking about here is trying to do things as safe as possible while knowing that the virus is still out there. And when we talk about a vaccine, we're talking about how that will get distributed across the entire world, how many people might not take a vaccine. We're going to have to find ways to do things as safe as possible, aren't we?
We are. And I think we've learned that, or we're certainly learning that. I think we've done in New York State and Western New York, we've done pretty well, right? I think other parts of the country now are slowly catching up with us and learning how to do things safely, or perhaps what not to do that's not safe, unfortunately. It's not as complicated as you think. It's a respiratory virus that transmits when individuals are in close quarters, and the more prolonged exposure, the greater the risk. And we know masks and distancing protects against that. And so you could sort of be creative for any scenario and figure out how to minimize risk, understanding the mode of transmission of this virus.
You know, there seems to be growing concern around the country about flu season and COVID colliding this fall. How high is this on your radar?
Well, I'm concerned about that. And I don't think we have a great sense of if someone has COVID that was destined to be a mild course and then gets influenza on top of that, will that convert a mild course into a much more severe course? And I think it's easy to imagine that that possibility exists. The other, of course, issue with flu season and other respiratory viruses is that's going to create increasing confusion in terms of who, what are you infected with? So that's going to put a lot of pressure on our testing system. because there'll be many more tests because many more people will have respiratory tract infections, and all of them won't be due to COVID. So if you've never gotten your flu vaccine, this is the year. If you get it every year, please carry on. So that's one sort of wild card that we could try to take out of the formula here. And so we're just going to have to see how this plays out. But I think that's a good point, Susan.
We're speaking with Dr. Tom Russo at the Jacobs School of Medicine. You mentioned a stress on the testing system. Is that one of the major ways right now that the expanding amount of cases around the country is impacting us here in Western New York? Because we've heard a lot of people, and we've even heard some people who operate some of the facilities that administer coronavirus tests, that the wait time for results has increased quite a bit. I mean, so much so that if we're talking like 13 days, I mean, it seems like then why even get the test if you have to wait that long for the result?
Yeah, and Brian, your point's well taken. So we know that if someone has symptoms consistent with the coronavirus and it turns out and they get tested and they're positive, we think, and this is sort of a fluid area, that they're probably infectious for about 10 days from the beginning of the symptoms, at least if they get better at that point. So if the test is coming back, you know, outside of that time frame, you say, oh, my gosh, why do you even bother testing? I think that the problem comes in is if those individuals that have symptoms are tested, if they don't quarantine themselves, if they carry on as usual, and particularly if they're not wearing masks, then that's problematic because you'd be spreading the virus, and by the time the test comes back, it says, oh, my gosh, I was positive, and I just exposed another 100 people, right? So I think that this is a scenario where you have to pack together, you know, a sense of community or social responsibility, say, hey, I could have the coronavirus. I've gotten tested. I might not. I don't know when I'm going to get the results, right? Maybe 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. I have to wear now a mask at all times whenever I'm in the zip code of anyone else. And I want to minimize going out and quarantine myself so that if I am infected, I won't be responsible for further propagating this virus and putting others at risk.
Very good. Doctor, we appreciate it so much. Dr. Tom Russo from the Jacobs School of Medicine.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.